Mark Clifford has sent a letter. I believe you're familiar with it. I looked at it early last night or sometime. Somebody sent it to me. I made a one or two observations, but they didn't amount to anything.
It's all right. He wanted to send it today, and that's all right, too. I don't know.
So it doesn't look like we're all packed up, I guess, hiding.
Yeah, it's a small part of it, but I'm not sure that having Fortis and Clifford back-to-back is the best of all worlds. It's a detail. Anyway, that's done. Now, we've got letters for Pearson, Barr, and Goodwin. Pearson and Goodwin fall into pretty much the same category, as special assistants. And we just basically say that that position is such that, by precedent principle, it would be unwise and undesirable for them to appear. They will not specifically invoke executive privilege. It could come to that, and if it does, under the procedure that you authorized back in 65, or specified back in 65 in a letter to Congressman John Moss, who's been a bear on this thing forever, you know, only you could invoke it. It may come to that. My guess is it won't. If we go to the last, talking with Easton last night, for instance, I was pretty sure, although Thurman is pushing him, that he will agree that he won't even issue a subpoena. Now, when these fellas don't say executive privilege, Goodwin may insist on saying it, but, and you know, it's not like working with Pearson with him. You never know what the hell he's going to do. But I except for the fact that they probably won't say executive privilege, I think Easton won't, complain, won't issue subpoenas, and we won't be pressed to you. But if we were pressed to you, then we'd be just hard up against it. Now, Abe feels very strongly that the way to do it is not by these individual letters, but by you to write one letter. Which you say, in effect, that this is outrageous, and no president ever lets his special assistants come up there, and you guys know that. And I'm not going to let these men bury it. that has some strength about it. Dark value in the long range sense, but strategically in the short range sense, it hurts, I think. Hell, we're trying to get a confirmation. And the reason it hurts is basically they want to tie him to you, your old buddies and cronies. You're the big cover up man, and here you're covering up. So I would be, my judgment, pretty. I don't have too much doubt. I've got a little doubt. I feel pretty sure that the best thing is to send these individual letters coming from these guys rather than one strong letter from you. On the Juergen fella, he's just a 21-year-old boy. He hadn't gotten a subpoena yet. By luck, we've got some contact with him that can be developed and he'll probably be all right, so. But when you get all through, it'll amount to an assumption by the public that Abe was involved in both of these things. Now, it's a shame as to the one about the appropriations Secret Service language, because he wasn't involved. But we can't win it. I don't see any way to win it. I think we just magnify it, Barr in a swearing match with Allen, and when the chips are down, he will say, well, I may have mentioned Justice Fortis, but I don't know of any thing he did. Well, that makes him look like a fool or a liar, and either one's bad, hurts more than that. Then just, you know, brushing it off and saying there's nothing to it. So my judgment would be that we ought to send the letters and try to get them up there.
Why don't you get some senators to make some speeches about so what? And just say that, what the hell if he did look at language, if they did show him language, wouldn't the appropriation bill provide for the protection of the Secret Service protection for Supreme Court, for presidential widows and presidential candidates? Suppose that what he said is true, which in this case it's not literally true, but suppose it is, why didn't Gore get up and say, what the hell are you talking about? What's wrong with it?
Well, I think here somebody else will.
That's what they ought to do. I think that they, well, I know, but I just hear every 30 minutes these fellows, they have press conferences, you know, Griffin's on all the time. He's having a big press conference this morning. And they make 40 allegations, and we just get tried and convicted every day, and our side, the other side, doesn't get in. But, like old Javits got up there yesterday and said, there's not anything anti-Semitic in here. Nobody's ever said anything about it. God almighty, when they called him a red communist Jew, I don't know what that is.
My child hit that pretty hard yesterday.
They ought to play that damn record. Some halfway irresponsible like Morris ought to get up and play that record. Demand that they want to look at some of these damn movies, that they just read this record or read it aloud. Let one of them read a paragraph or two of it. That's the only way you're ever going to get them agitated. Might have an outside chance of confirming it if we had something like that.
Oh, I think we got a good chance.
I just think if Morris would get back here and start moving to put a little backbone in Mansfield.
Well, the time we really want to start beating the drums is toward next weekend, week of Monday. You know, we really want to peak hard and just hit with everything we can over the weekend and Monday and Tuesday.
Next week?
23rd, 24th.
Yeah.
They don't have their rounds. Hell, we got a one-party press, and they're going to get, you know, that's all right. Let them shoot down. Let's get the damn thing out of committee, and I feel pretty good about it. I
don't see any two-thirds vote much.
Well,
of course, Nixon's kind of giving a little bit. Looks like
we got him weakening. Hell, yeah, and he's going to chicken. And I think he told Brooke more than he even said yesterday. We had that in advance. I told Abe. Brooke had sent Nixon and told him he said there shouldn't be a filibuster on the vote. Of course, he says that, including Brooke. And I think we commend Brooke to that, because what he's got in the back of his mind is the Southern boys will carry the filibuster, and we'll give them a support vote.
That's right. They're going to have Baker and Griffin and some of those youngsters there, but what worries me is Dirksen's quitter. He's just not giving us support he ought to.
Well, I agree. He hadn't had the strength there. I mean, there's been an appearance of strength that's exceeded strength for a year or so. It's a tough situation for him.
That's right. It's funny. He always starts out one way and winds up the other, doesn't he?
He really does.
And he never gets in any problem about it.
He really does. Depending on every civil rights bill.
Yeah, if I had a flip-flop like that, I don't know.
Everybody says he's a great man.
Well, let's be careful what we do and keep your boys reined in. Don't be indicting or suing or locking up any of our folks for the next few days anyway. We haven't got many more hours here, and I'm just afraid that you've got all those damn professors and ain't no telling what to do. I'm just afraid that I won't turn it over to Nixon quicker the better, as far as I'm concerned. And so let's stay pretty close in touch with each other. You know what's going on with all your men. Don't let any of these damn fools go out here and pull stunts like Bittner has before, our brother, your professor that Nick brought in from Harvard. I didn't know, but they tell me you got another professor to succeed him. That one got by me. Is he a professor too?
Who's that?
Well, whoever succeeded that Harvard professor on antitrust.
Oh, Don Turney, I mean, Ed Zimmerman, sure.
Yeah, is Zimmerman a professor, too?
He's been a professor. Why, a professor just before he came here. We.
Oh,
We trying to learn still so we can do the professors.
Thank God, you all need to. I don't know why you don't get some county attorney and bring him in there. Well, I guess we won't have to worry about that many, many more days, but till January, but I didn't know. What's Eddie gonna do?
I don't know.
You have him thinking we might put him on? I asked him to go on the tax court, said he didn't. I thought he might want the tariff commission. But I don't guess he does. He wants to live in Washington.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I talked to John Macy about it.
What are you going to do?
He didn't have any commissions. It didn't seem just right here. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I leave.
Don't have any desire to teach, do you?
Oh, you know, I'd love to teach, but...
You like that gold too much? You want to get out of that old Oldsmobile that your mama gave you? Are you still demagoguing on that and getting your picture made riding to work in it and stuff? Or did you ever get in that big black car?
I can't even afford to get my car running anymore. I'm so poor working for you that I take me $50.
First, I remember the first year up here you demagogued on this business of walking to work or something. I forgot what it was.
Been 9 months. I wasn't born.
I'll tell you one thing. If you feel like that you could feed that over young girl that you live with on Texas Air for about $50,000 a year and be a teacher, I'd sure commend the university life to you. If you want to go get rich and get in Wall Street and start clipping coupons and messing around with airlines and fixing savings and loan association, stuff like that. Well, I can't do any business with you. You're just interested in sitting back and being as stubborn as you are here and as independent, as sophisticated.